Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. My next guest, she has been fighting the good fight since 2011, I believe it is, and almost single-handedly, although she has had help, and she has rubbed shoulders with some luminaries in the Second Amendment world, but it was through her own perseverance, I think, just reading what I've seen, that people are able to carry guns now in Chicago and get guns and have a place to go and buy guns. And I'm speaking about Rhonda E. Zell. Good evening, young lady.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Am I right? Did I get everything right on that?
Almost. We've been fighting since 2010, so,
okay.
You know, it's
real
been a
quick.
Long time.
Let's go get a call real quick, and
okay.
you hang on. Yes, sir, Chris. What can I do for you? This is Lock and Load.
Yes, sir. I had a question. We got a little bit of a problem here, Virginia.
Yeah.
We got this guy, as you know, he's done everything except go for this on weapons. For ARs and AKs.
Right.
I'm just wondering, what's your feeling on that, man? If he tries to do that.
Well, I think what's going to happen in Virginia, I think in the last election, like 60% of the voter turnout didn't turn out. And I think that since he's actually gone ahead with his agenda and he's had a bunch of people going along with it as well, especially in the era of COVID-19 and now Antifa, I think you're going to see a whole lot of pushback. And I don't know if I'd be, you know, setting up buying new curtains for my senatorial office or my House of Representatives office in Virginia, because I think you guys might be seeing a turnout in the next election.
I love hearing you say that.
Yeah, listen to this young lady. This young lady that I got on the show. I'm gonna let you go so you can listen to her. But she's already done
Absolutely.
It. She did it in Chicago. Thank you very much for the call. And thanks for calling back. I know that you sat on hold, and I really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So, Rhonda, when you lay this out for us now, you told me that, did you go around passing out pamphlets with Otis McDonald of the McDonald case, McDonald versus the landmark?
Yes, we did. Back in 2010, when Otis McDonald was fighting the city of Chicago, along with David and Colleen Lawson for the right to own a gun in the home, we were out and about on the L stations and the bus stations and train lines, passing out literature. It was myself, Otis McDonald, David and Colleen Lawson as well was out there, and others was out there, because we were trying to promote firearm ownership, that we were fighting for rights, that we wanted to have a right to have a gun in the home, and people did not believe that. They just had been dealing with so much negativity and corruption within the city of Chicago. The only thing that they could process is, you would never have a gun in Chicago. You would never carry a gun in Chicago. You know, it's never going to happen. And back in 2010, when Mr. Otis McDonald was fighting his case, we were out in the street, stomping the ground, trying to educate these people. They didn't believe it. They took the literature, they bought it up, they discarded it on the ground. And, you know, we picked it up. It was our literature, and we continued, you know, to do what we did best, was to try to educate them on what was happening.
A grassroots operation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think people sometimes don't understand the strength of grassroots and the tenacity of it. And, I mean, you guys, like you just said, if they took your stuff and threw it on the ground, you're like, okay, that's more for me to give out. Thanks for your interest. We're moving on. And you just didn't ever quit, did you?
No, we didn't quit because if it wasn't for Mr. Otis McDonald, a legend, a hero, a family man, a veteran, a man that gave all to this country, standing up for his personal right for self-defense, none of this would have happened in the city of Chicago, because it took for Mr. McDonald to take his case to the United States Supreme Court just to break a three-decade-old non-being able to own a gun in the home. So we had a total ban on firearm ownership, and that's what he broke down in Chicago.
But what you did,
we want to amplify that.
Yes, but what you did was very important in that process. And you have a very impressive record versus Chicago. What are you, 4-0?
Well, the gun community is about 1, 2, 3, or 5, 6-0.
Yeah, but you're 4-0. You got
I'm
4 of those.
I got 2. I have 2. Mr. McDonald has 1. Shepard and Moore has 1. And the Lawsons themselves have 2 because they did something with long guns as well.
Okay. You have been long recognized for what you've been doing. I mean, you and Alan Gottlieb are on each other's speed dials, right? You got a... You got the Defender of Liberty Award from the Second Amendment Foundation in 2011, and you go to the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Everybody's always like, "Hey, Bill, why don't you go?" Well, because I'm not. Well, one, you never invite me, and two, I'm more of a commentator than a doer. You know, I try to point things out. As of today. One of the things that you did that made Chicago decide to get out there. Oh, so we got to allow guns. Well, that's fine. If you buy a gun, you got to go and you got to buy a gun and you got to take what's a good number? 1,000,006 hours of training. But we're not going to allow any training facilities in Chicago. So all you guys that don't have guns, which is most of our cars, which is most of you, I guess you won't be having no guns, right? This is where you got sort of
That's why I came, absolutely. That's where I kind of wiggled my way in. I was complying with the new ordinance after the victorious landmark victory at the Supreme Court from Mr. Otis McDonald and David and Colleen Lawson. I was complying with that ordinance. Well, now we can have a gun. I signed up for a class. I went to the class. And I thought that once we finished the educational portion that we were going to go downstairs to the range. But right. There wasn't a range in that building. And so they passed out some literature and said, okay, guys, tomorrow, this is where we're going to go. So that meant we had to travel in order to comply with the ordinance. So it was mandated that you take training and have live range firing, but it was prohibited at the same time because they did not provide a gun range within city limits.
Sort of a catch-22.
Yeah. Absolutely, it was a catch-22. You know, we pay for your courses, you pay it online, you can't get your money back because you've already completed half of the course.
Right.
So no one was thinking that we would have to go anywhere else other than, oh, let's finish the course today, and found out that we had to travel. I did that. I made it there. It was pretty tough for me at the time because I had lost my health and I had just got off life support, learning how to walk.
Let's do this real quick. We're coming up on the break. Let's do this. Hold it up at life support and everything else, what you had to do. The website where Rhonda does her work is ChicagoGunsMatter.org. Do not be put off by that picture of Miss Ezel with her shotgun. I sort of dig it. Rhonda, you hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Bill Frege here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rhonda Ezell of ChicagoGunMiners.org. And when we last left off, she was getting ready to go do the training, which was going to be a bit of a chore because you had been in some medical duress, I take it?
Absolutely. I had lost my health, and I had just beaten life support and found myself learning how to walk again. And yet I signed up for this class and this course, and I was on my way. And I finally made it to the destination. But when I got back, I wanted to share that information with my state organization, which is the Illinois State Rifle Association. I'm also a lifetime member, so you pay for your membership and you say, what are you paying for a membership for, right? So these are the people you reach out to. So when I reached out to them and I told them the story, and then they kind of checked into it and they figured out that my rights had been violated. Why the city said, okay, it's mandated that you do this training, but yet they prohibited gun range at the same time. And then Ezell versus Chicago was born. So that's pretty much how it got started after complying with the new ordinance from the city of Chicago based off the winning of Otis McDonald.
You just took the momentum on. That was considered a major win. I remember when that happened. I remember when that happened, when it finally happened, because it was almost like a silly game, because every time you guys would make some strides in the right direction, Emmanuel was the mayor during this time, right?
Well, Daly was at first. We tagged Daly on the first one, so
okay.
You know, we kind of got an opportunity to lump both of them upside the head, so that's fine. And Mayor Daly was the first mayor on the first case when we filed our case. And, you know, that was for the right to have a gun range. And the beauty in that was it was so significant that people didn't even realize what it did was it literally extended gun rights outside the home. Because with the McDonald win, the city of Chicago was so angry. They stated that no gun owner could take their firearm outside the threshold of their home. If someone was robbing and brutalizing anyone in your family in your garage or on your back porch or in your front yard, you couldn't take your firearm outside to defend that. That's just how much, you know, we had to fight these people. You know, this is corruption at its finest. So now the McDonald case is law. You can have a gun in the home, but you can't take it anywhere.
Right.
But when the Ezell case, Ezell 1 was won, it means now you can build a range, which means if a range had been built at that moment in time, you would be able to go travel to take your firearm outside and go to the range, right? So it established gun rights outside of the home. And people kind of went over people's head with that. But then they came back with more shenanigans, like Chicago does. You can't build one here. By a school, a daycare, a liquor store, a church, and we have plenty of those on each street in the city of Chicago, which left about less than 1% of space available. So we casually Ezell versus Chicago 2. We knocked those restrictions down, and here we are. You know,
yeah.
It's a great whooping. And Rahm Emanuel got the lump on the second Ezell case.
Now, where in I'm trying to remember where in relationship to your cases, where did concealed carry finally show up in Chicago?
Concealed carry showed up in Illinois when we had Mary Shepherd, who had been attacked in the basement of her church along with a friend of hers by a parolee, and Mr. Michael Moore, who was a retired correctional officer who wanted to carry, and for some reason, there was a license with the Department of Correction that they could have to carry outside of retirement, and they didn't want him to carry. So they consolidated those cases right after the Ezell versus Chicago case and start to sue for concealed carry. So collectively, when you take a look at the McDonald case, the Ezell case, it was rightfully so to bring up concealed carry next, because now you – You have to remember, Illinois was the last state to get concealed carry. Chicago had been, it's been 3 decades since you can even own a gun. So now we've won the right to own a gun. We have a right to build ranges. Now we take these guns outside. What's next? We were the last state in the union to get concealed carry. It was only right that, but the assault on Mary Shepherd's life, she was beaten within inches of her life, her and her friend. And Mary Shepherd had several licenses from other states for concealed carry, but yet the very state she paid taxes in and lived in and worked in and gave her all to, she couldn't, and that was in Illinois. So they sued for concealed carry.
So
and they won.
In Illinois now is now in New York. New York State is an enormous gun state, except for New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Is Illinois a pretty big gun state, except for Chicago? Except like New York State, Chicago runs Illinois.
The political powers to be run Illinois, yes, from Chicago.
Yeah.
But gun owners are here. We're here in numbers. It's just that they run it through politics, and they have the seat. They run the cabinet. We fought Madigan, who's ran this state with an iron fist. He's been in office for over 50 years. This is ridiculous to think that someone has been in office for over 50 years controlling one state.
Right.
You know, but the Second Amendment is not a Republican right. It's not a Democrat right. It's a right for all Americans. We have a right to self-defense. But they've taken this Second Amendment and used it as their political pawn, and they've been doing it for decades now.
When we get back, I want to talk about where you think things might be going for you guys. I know where they've been, and I can just sort of hear it in your voice. I don't think you're done yet. If people want to find you, how would they look up Rhonda Ezell?
They could go to our website, ChicagoGunsMatter.org. They could find me at Rhonda Ezell /Facebook. They could find me at @MS_EZELL. And if they want to reach out further for further information with women and firearms, they could check out the DCproject.info.
Yeah, Rhonda gets around. She makes the rounds fighting for the rights. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wants to end the national tragedy of suicide among veterans.
My administration is marshaling every resource to stop the crisis of veteran suicide and protect our nation's most treasured heroes.
Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard says he will issue arrest warrants in the death of Rayshard Brooks.
We concluded and considered it as one of our important considerations that Mr. Brooks never presented himself as a threat.
the former Atlanta police officer being charged with murder for the shooting of Brooks. Now, Brooks was shot after a struggle with police when police were called after Brooks was passed out in a Wendy's drive-thru. Brooks then stole the officer's taser and started running. The former officer then shot Brooks in the back. And you're listening to USA Radio News. More than 120 victims of former USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar say they want to see the Inspector General's report on how the FBI handled the case. Gymnast Maggie Nichols tells NBC's Today Show authorities didn't act quickly enough.
Just knowing that if someone would have reported it and made change right when it was reported, so many people would have been saved.
Nichols also says she has no regrets regarding speaking out.
That's something that kind of eases my mind a little bit, and on the tough days, just knowing that I did help other people.
Vermont Principal Tiffany Riley was placed on administrative leave by the school board with no intention of reinstating her following a social media post about Black Lives Matter. Riley wrote on her personal Facebook page that she believes Black Lives do matter, but does not agree with the coercive measure taken to get the point across. Riley served as a K-12 principal since 2015. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking from ChicagoGunsMatter.org. We are speaking with Rhonda Ezell. Before we talk about anything deeper, when you were in this glide path and you were starting these lawsuits, how many people were telling you, you know, Rhonda, it just won't work, just give it up? I mean, it's always been this way here in Chicago. How many people told you that?
Well, no one really came to me and told me that, because at the time when I made the decision, like I said, I was dealing with a health crisis. So I kind of had fallen away from the everyday activity. So there wasn't too many people in my space to tell me that. I only confided in a few family members and said, what do you think? And the reality was, I support whatever you choose. You know, so no one on the outside world, because they weren't even talking firearm ownership, let alone talking about making a decision on a lawsuit. You know what I'm saying? So these people kind of walk with their head in the air, not paying attention to what's going on around them. They only think of firearms when something negative happens. So I didn't get that feeling that it was a waste of time, you know, even when I started to meet people. I didn't get that. Everyone was supportive because everyone was tired of the city of Chicago with all of the corruptions, and all of the laws in place that restricted the rights. It was just a clear violation, and people was rooting for us to win and take on the city of Chicago.
In various areas of the city, since you have succeeded and since the Shepherd case went forward and everything else, where you now have concealed carry and you can train and you can qualify and do all these other things that they still have in place, has crime gone down in any perceptible way?
No, because the crime isn't, it's confined to a space where it's gang related. It's not
right.
Everyday law-abiding Americans that are seeing this crime. The most they're going to see is probably a break-in or something when they're not home, or a theft or something to that magnitude. There may be a couple self-defense shootings, but when we're talking about violence that plagues the city with the numbers that we see on a daily basis on the news, that is gang violence. That is gang violence that's being utilized to manipulate the general public to say, well, firearm ownership is bad, there's too many guns on the streets, and then they take that and run and ask for more gun control.
Right.
So in that aspect, that's where the violence is and what we're dealing with when we see the city of Chicago is always highlighted in the news about violence.
Right. Are there still restrictions in place, or can you own a semi-automatic center-fired rifle? I mean, have they banned those? I mean, what is still in place that ChicagoGunsMatter.org is sort of setting their sights on, perhaps?
The city of Chicago have a ban on semi-automatic rifles, and that doesn't mean that the entire state has a ban. The city of
right.
Chicago has a ban where you can't possess semi-automatic firearms within Cook County area. But if someone was to purchase and own one, they would have to store it outside of city limits to do so. Because remember, if you're legal and lawful, you purchase something legally and lawful, you have to know the law that you cannot bring it within city limits of Cook County and in the city of Chicago. So the case that had been in play was, we had a case here. See, now I'm in trouble.
Let me ask you a question. You're posing with a pump shotgun. Are they legal in Chicago?
Shotguns are legal. Yes.
And I presume you have a concealed carry permit.
Absolutely. I have a concealed carry license.
Is Illinois like California, where they have an approved list of guns and you can only buy these guns that have been through their DOJ that will approve them, or are you pretty much wide open to get whatever anybody else can get?
You know, at one point in time, they had a list. That was back when the Chicago firearm permit was in place. But I'm knowing that some of the lawsuits that we've won have knocked those down.
Right.
Yet, the only restrictions that I'm aware of is having an AR-15 within city limits, because the state regulates accessories and handguns.
Right.
You know, some municipalities try to say you can have only 10 rounds of ammunition in
right.
your firearm and magazines and so on and so forth, but that would be up to the state to decide that. And
do they have preemption, perhaps, in Illinois, to where the individual little Bergs and Fifes out there can't get out there and say, well, you know, I know they're legal everywhere else, but you can't have one here in these 3.5 square miles of my purview?
Well, what they had in place was they did have some preemption in some counties, and they had a specific amount of time to make changes before a new law went into place.
Right.
And that happened a few years ago. But like I said, it's over 100-something counties in Illinois. So when you process that, how could you possibly know every law from every county if you're traveling back and forth to go to a range or go to a training academy or a class or a course? Law enforcement don't even know all of the laws and rules and regulations that apply to each and every county. That doesn't
right.
make sense. That's
right.
why the Wilson case is the Wilson case. That the was one of those 10 cases that the Supreme Court decided not to hear, that's here from Chicago, Wilson
right.
versus Cook County, and which was a I hate the terminology, assault weapons ban, but it was an AR-15 case, and it had been being fought for over 15 years, and just like that, the Supreme Court said, we're not taking any Second Amendment cases, which they needed to take at least one to solidify you know, and make it simple of what the Second Amendment is. Like, you don't just say, no, we're not taking any cases. Your last case was taken in 2011 at the Supreme Court level. So when are we going to decide what the Second Amendment is and when there is a clear violation? Because if not, you continue to send it back down to the lower courts, and they continue to try to move some of these cases because they know they're going to lose. You know, we have to at some point put an end to that.
Right. I agree with you. I do agree with you. What is your concealed carry weapon? What do you like to carry when you're out and about?
I don't normally tell what I'm
carrying. It looks like a Glock 19 in the picture I'm looking at.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Practical utility right there.
Mm-hmm. It's important that the people, you know, pay attention to what's going on around them, because we're dealing with so much right now. And with this civil unrest, I mean, it's beyond what I'm seeing people, you know, do without educating themselves on self-defense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the thing. I want to ask you about that when we get back. I want to get your opinion of this because, I mean, you obviously were aware of the importance of it, but you were probably around a lot of people that had never considered that that would be something that would ever be available to them. So I'd like to get your opinion on that. How do they find Rhonda E. Zell?
They find Rhonda E. Zell at Rhonda E. Zell / Facebook. On Twitter, you can find me at @MS_EZELL. You can check out our landmark cases and stories at ChicagoGunsMatter.org, and you can reach out to the DCProject.info.
Ever forward, never sitting still. We'll be right back. My guest is Rhonda E. Zell. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have been speaking with Rhonda Ezell from ChicagoGunsMatter.org. You referenced the all of the cases that the Supreme Court just kicked to the curb. Are you and are the people like you, are you going to stay out there and just say, okay, we'll just do it again? Because, you know, the long game for the left has always been they never take no for an answer. So if they don't get it this time, they'll just keep on going. They're always playing the long game. Do you play the long game, Rhonda?
Obviously. It took me a decade to win two cases against the city of Chicago.
Yep.
I mean, you know, we see this all too often. And it's going to take more than us to do it. It's going to take the entire firearm industry. Because this at this point, it's all political. It's politicized. And they're back and forth with it. But what I want to do to change the narrative, because I want people to understand two of the three cases that are moving Second Amendment rights forward in this country have black lead plaintiffs. That's Mr. Otis McDonald and myself, Rhonda Ezell. And when we're talking about firearm ownership in the black community, we have to find a way to get it out in the forefront. And what I'm saying with that is, I want the entire firearm industry to find a way to start networking and promoting black firearm ownership so that we can get the visual out to the people that we're trying to educate, because those people are missing that conversation. Us in the 2A community know who we are.
Right.
I'm not referring to us that fight for the right. I'm speaking to the people that probably a great portion of those Black Lives Matter people out there that are the honest protesters that are fighting for that cause, not the upper echelon that are financing the violence and the disruption and the vandalism and all the negative stuff we see. While I support free speech, I don't support tearing up our neighborhoods and destroying our businesses and things in the neighborhood, because you only tear up to wake up tomorrow to have nothing, and they're not going to rebuild. So if we can find a way where the firearm industry can start networking and promoting black firearm ownership just a little bit more in advertising and marketing, then maybe we can reach some of these people, because they're not going to read about it. They're not going to go do the history check, right? I don't expect for people to read long articles about firearm ownership. But if we can tap into the mental when they're just driving them around, or they're walking and they see a billboard, or they see a poster, or they see something marketing and promoting firearm ownership like we do cell phones or food or whatever the marketing may be, you know, we have to find a different way to promote firearm ownership in the black community. And then we'll tap into some of those people that aren't aware of what's really going on. And then it brings more people to the fight.
I look at just about every right in the Bill of Rights as human rights, and gun rights are definitely human rights.
Absolutely.
In the black community, are people afraid of gun rights? Do they have some sort? Okay, that's
They're
good.
Not afraid. What it is is they don't want to have any type of correlation with law enforcement. They don't want people to know they own guns. I mean, we know they have them. I can tell you how I know they have them, because we see a lot of crime. That means a lot of guns are being utilized.
Sure.
Now, it's in the wrong way, and I don't agree with that, but the notion to think that the black community is not protecting themselves is ludicrous, because the black community do not trust law enforcement, and they're not going to come out and be brave like Mr. Otis McDonald or Robbie Ezell to stand up and put their lives and the lives of their loved ones on the line to go up against the political powers to be, whose job is to demean gun ownership in the black community as taboo as they did back in the day after slavery. This is, you know what I'm saying? How dare you fight for a right and you're black? So they don't want that to be known. We've done this grassroots thing for a long time. And some, you know, say in some did not. But in the community where we were trying to reach inside the black community, people would come and show up for maybe 3 months. You know, we have a monthly meeting, and we set up several locations throughout the city. But the ones where we saw were lacking, where people wasn't showing up, and those were the main areas we were trying to get into. But then not only that, you have to deal with the gang. Now they see you're meeting and what are you doing here? And it's, you know what I'm saying? But we weren't afraid of that. But we're talking about how do people process firearm ownership? They have them. They just don't want to come out and say so, because they're trying to prevent an altercation with law enforcement. It's just
I can see that. I can see that. So as you go forward and you... I knew you played the long game. I wasn't trying to insult you or nothing. I know you played the long game. I know you have the perseverance to do it. And I do agree with you. It's going to mean an all hands on deck thing. Do you think and I'm just going to say the gun culture, black, white, plaid, with all of this stuff that just got kicked back by the Supreme Court, do you think the gun culture will have the perseverance they need to just pick themselves up off the deck and say, okay, we're going to have to play it that way, are we? And then just go about doing it. Do you think we have that in us?
Absolutely. No one wants to lose their freedom. No one wants to lose their freedom. Because we see what's going on in Seattle, and when you start seeing that people are asking, marching and protesting, saying they want racial equality, but they're asking for some of the wrong things, like defund the police or defund the jails. So you want to allow the criminals to be let loose with no law enforcement in place, without understanding that you are responsible for your own safety and that you are your own first responder. Why aren't we asking for racist gun control measures to be taken off the books if we're talking about racial equality, when it was in the top tier three of slavery, Jim Crow laws, and racist gun control measures? Why aren't they? And I'm not talking about us in the Second Amendment community. I'm talking about the ones that are marching with their fists in the air, lying on the ground, talking about cops are kneeling with us, or watching these politicians put on these African attire, disrespecting that, or holding hands. And they've been in office for 10, 20, 30, 40 years and done nothing to change that. How do we tap into that? They won't bring that to the
to the light because they know the people don't, they're not asking for that. They're not asking for racist gun control measures to be taken off the books because when you get all the things that you want to be defunded, you're going to be left defenseless.
In places, and in some of these places where they have no provisions for people to own guns. They haven't had a Rhonda Ezell in place.
So what they better do is get, you know, kind of wake themselves up, get with someone, get some education, read some things, whatever. Social media is full of things.
Yeah.
But once again, if it came back to networking, putting out something where they can visually see, we see all these advertisement and marketing about cell phones all the time, right? I don't care where you are, you'll see a billboard or you'll see something on a platform or something somewhere.
Right.
Bus station on a little thing. You have to start putting some of these type of advertisements out with black people on there so that we can kind of tap into that. Because that's how you wake the people up. A great majority of them are not going to do some reading. They're not going to do that. Sometimes people will say, oh, it takes a long time.
We got to startle them.
Yeah, you have to wake them up.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the way to do it. But I don't think gun owners are going to sit back and roll over and accept the fact that Congress is not going, you know, they're going to just take our rights away and so be it. Like, that's not the end game.
We're running out of time here. I would like to bring you back at a later date and we can talk some more. Rhonda Ezell, ChicagoGunsMatter.org. Check her out.
Thank you
for joining me, young lady.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Yes, ma'am. Coming up next in the third hour, we're going to be joined by writer and activist Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.